Music lovers, you are listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland and KQAC HD3 Portland. Find us on Portland's radio dial at 107.1 and 91.1 FM. Find us streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. I am Encyclopedia Sound, and this is Tropicology, great rare groove music from Africa, Brazil, and Latin America. Today's episode is titled, Will the Drum Circle Be Unbroken? We are focusing on folky African sounds today. In the last set, we started to hear more Western sounds in the African folk, which gives me a great opening to talk about the influence of American music in Africa. First of all, listeners, I hope you will understand that when I talk about the influence of American music in Africa, I am not referring exclusively to the USA, and I am certainly not trying to say that Europeans, gringos, or white folks in general are somehow guiding musical tastes in the motherland. I would never try to say any of those things. But I am saying that Africans were deeply influenced hearing the synthesis of African and European musical traditions that evolved in the Americas, especially in places loved by tropicology, such as Cuba and Brazil. When those sounds began coming back to Africa in the era of recorded music, African musicians heard their own music, especially the drums. African musical ideas had evolved separately for 400 years in the Americas, fertilized by the interplay with European musical sounds. Modern African musicians were quick to absorb these new musical ideas and add them to their own traditions. Almost immediately, music throughout the continent began reflecting American musical innovations. In the next mic break, we'll talk about what I see as the major difference between original African folk music and modern African popular music. This is a story about how American music changed African music. Now, however, we are going to scratch the slow jam itch. We like the slow jams here at Tropicology, and we generally like to put them at the top of hour two. So time to slow it down now. No parking on the dance floor, but no speeding either. This is Tropicology.
Kilo é Cadiz. Solo que avulo pambala, za pambala.
Yeah. le soir est triste, mon cœur est triste, ma vie est triste. Y a le soleil qui s'est enfui et mon amour qui est parti. S'envoile est plein d'étoiles qui me dévoilent qu'elle est heureuse loin de moi et qu'elle ne pense plus à moi.
This is Tropicology, and I am Encyclopedia Sound, today playing an African folk theme. In the last mic break, we talked about the big influence of American music in Africa when recordings started crossing the Atlantic. For Africans in the early 20th century, American music packaged familiar elements in ways that had never occurred to Africans. The notion of music as a series of discrete and unconnected 3-minute compositions with alternating verse and chorus structure was entirely alien in Africa. Above all, it was the commercial nature of the material that made it so different from African traditions. In Africa, music was always organic and communal. Music was omnipresent and ever-changing. Music was closely woven with life. American popular music, on the other hand, was artificially reproduced on phonograph machines and jukeboxes. It was static and plastic, and yet it was immortal. This gave Africans a whole new way to think about music. Of course, getting paid for making recordings and collecting royalties was another entirely new way for Africans to think about music. Music in Africa, which had always had spontaneous and unpredictable elements, suddenly became a domesticated animal and a source of income in modern city economies. In the early days of African popular music, concert performances often had more traditional elements. If a band had a hit song lasting 3 minutes on the record, that might be stretched to 10 or 15 minutes in concert, and concerts frequently lasted 4 hours or more. It was still traditional at African parties to have a band play all night long. This remained true through the 1980s, but it is uncommon today. In almost all ways, popular music in Africa has now come in line with the American commercial model. Meanwhile, our playlist today is moving farther away from pure African folk sounds, embracing more and more Western influence. But the theme remains African folk, and there are recognizable folk elements in each of the songs in the remaining sets. Modern takes on African folk sounds coming up now on Tropicology.
Thank you. Kinshasa, akobunga ka yeye, moninga limbisanga mwana batwe. Salima bebo moto nyoso akobuka kayeyeyo olingali bisanga mwana bato Motonyoso akobunga kayeyeyo Motonyoso akosala kapotieo Moninga limbisanga ikosilikateo Yeba mama Nalinga kateyo silikae Kosilika na yo mama Epesa kanga impasi na motema Na potema banduko Mabena sali nandimi yango Nayebina sali mabeo Moto nyoso akobunga kayeyeyo Moninga limbisanga mwana bato Osomo Sanga iko silikateo Yeba mama Nalinga kateyo silika Kosilika na yo mama Epesa kanga ipasi na motema
Nam kokole nangoye Nam kokole nangoye
Music lovers, we are approaching the end of today's episode of Tropicology. If you would like to see some of the records and artists featured on today's show, you can check me out on Instagram, look for @EncyclopediaSound, or search for #Tropicology or #XRayFM. Here you can see album cover artwork for some of the music featured in today's show. As we get ready to wrap up today's show, I want to bring us back to a common theme on Tropicology, the extensive nature of African influence in our culture that we fail to perceive. Just as Africans learned to think of music in commercial terms, we must acknowledge that our music took a huge amount of influence from Africa as well. The African musical influence reminded Europeans that music can make us dance in unpredictable ways, music can give us powerful experiences, music can act as a force of nature. Today, most of us like to rock out on our headphones from time to time, for example, but that sort of unbridled response to music would have been seen by pre-colonial Europeans as vulgar or even sinful. America was the perfect spot for African music to begin its world conquest. Away from tradition-bound Europe, African music mingled with European musical ideas in a more open environment, ultimately creating sounds that were approachable for European ears. Thank you as always for listening to Tropicology. I am Encyclopedia Sound, and I will see you next week.
Oh, zamba. potamos, armas.